This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, this is going to be one more weekly wrap-up today on a Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We've all heard it. We've all heard it before. The anti-gun speech that condemns guns. By the way, this is all off of something that I picked up yesterday coming out of Las Vegas. Pleading to stop the killing. Condemning guns. Insisting that we can come together to do whatever it takes to save just one more life. We've all made the counterpoints. Are we going to do that as well when somebody gets stabbed? Strangled. We've seen this back and forth over and over again. So the question could be, and this is presuming that on the other side that they're reasoning individuals, by the way. The question here has to be, how do you break this impasse? So, you know, in the Las Vegas Sun, yesterday morning, they published this letter to the editor by Faye Kittrell of Henderson. Stop pretending guns aren't the blame, is the headline in letters to the editor. Come on, America, get with it. Yes, these horrible, outrageous killings are newsmakers, as shows on TV, speakers, organizers, peace marches, etc. But let's be honest. Guns, access to guns, love of guns, fear of not being able to have guns, and guns themselves are the problem. It's outrageous and disgusting, but true. Gun lobbyists and sellers and manufacturers and owners, you can't keep denying it. And blaming everything and everyone for the horrible slings we keep hearing about and seeing. Guns are the problem. And the solution is simple. Stop allowing access to guns. Too bad sales will stop. Too bad children won't be able to learn how to use guns responsibly. Too bad gun lobbyists will lose their method of making money. Too bad the NRA will not be able to promote their agenda. Oh, sure, gun safety. But maybe some of the insanity associated with guns will stop. Please stop the killing. Now, of course, reading this makes my head hurt. Every time I read it, makes my head hurt. But this is all beside the point now, isn't it? You read this, your eyes roll. But did you catch that last part? The very last sentence is all right there. Please stop the killing. I like that. Please stop the killing. Who's she asking to stop the killing? It's not the 100 million plus gun owners in the United States because they're not doing the killing. Is she beseeching? Is she reaching out to the criminals? I beseech you, please stop the killing. The criminals who actively search out guns illegally to commit their crimes. Identifying the problem is paramount. This is something they teach you in the military when you're in primary leadership development. In order to solve a problem, or to come up with a solution, you have to gather information. So, the writer of this has not identified the problem. They think they have. They've just identified the solution. You know, no more killing. That's the solution. That's what we want. We don't want, gun owners don't want killing. To the writer of this letter, and anybody that would agree with the writer of this letter, guns are not the problem. Guns are inanimate. They're like your mailbox. They're like the bag you put your lunch in. They're like the lug wrench in your car. They are inanimate. Unless you pick them up, they do nothing. The person committing the crime, whether they are raping or drunk driving or stabbing or drowning or shooting or attacking or strangling or beheading or jaywalking, that's the problem. Not the inanimate object. Jaywalkers don't occur because there's streets. Stranglings don't occur because there are necks. Beheadings don't occur because there are heads. Get the picture? If guns are the problem, how come guns are never put on trial? They're put on trial in the media, to be sure. But I'm talking about actually in a court of law. That's because guns have no moral compass. They're elements cobbled together, designed, and put together by various engineers out there that have had various good thoughts and smart ideas. But they are the same morally as a brick. Now, bricks don't launch bullets. I will agree with you there, Grant Gun Grabbers. They don't launch bullets. However, when you go off of where you go off the rail with me is when you say, and they have no social utility. Well, of course they do. If they didn't have social utility, our law enforcement would not carry them. If we're going to have laws, and then this is just a simple fact of the matter. If we're going to have laws, if we're going to have freedom, we're going to have things in place to enforce and defend them. And unfortunately, that's going to be guns. Because guess what, gun grabbers? That whole genie worldwide is out of the bottle. How unfortunate. So while you're sitting there, and I mean, this is pretty indicative, you know, it's pretty indicative, for us, the law-abiding gun owner, all responsibility for everything bad always falls on our shoulders. And this argument will always fall at our feet. But, I don't know, I guess we need to exercise a little bit of patience with some of these people. This person, is obviously deluded to the point to where they believe everything they've heard. They probably were one of the signers of the Las Vegas petition that Bloomberg sent down there. Or maybe they work for Bloomberg. I don't know. I don't know. And that's the part that cracks me up. I like the part about being cracked up. It always cracks me up that I get cracked up about it. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Please stop the killing. I agree. I would like to see the killing stop too. So, gun grabbers, please come out with something different. It's not the gun lobbyists. Gun lobbyists don't make a dime off of gun sales. They really don't. NRA doesn't make a dime off of gun sales. I've been very close to the inner workings of a major gun rights organization, and they don't make a dime off of gun sales. They're not, they're interested in your ability to own a gun. They're not interested in you buying one. If you want to buy one, they want you to be able to buy one, but not the other way around. They're not in the business of selling it to you. When we get back, a country on the planet has reversed their gun control law based upon the U.S. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't know about you, but it finally got cold here. Thankfully. Would have been nice if it was that way during Christmas time, but I'm just being whimsical. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance made in the USA studio and is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Things are getting a mite exciting at the Sean Penn household. I don't know how many of you saw this. They decided to send Sean Penn, actor Sean Penn. Now, let me tell you what I like about Sean Penn. To be, for the age he is, dude is in shape. I like that. I think he is a superb actor. Beyond that, that's about as far as it goes. If he's not in front of a camera or on a screen, I don't know that much about him. He seems pretty, I don't know, how shall I put it, stupid. He was married to Robin Wright for a long time, and he claims that he's never been married. Like it was all annulled somehow. So anyway, he's also as anti-gun as the day is long. He decided to be an investigative reporter for Rolling Stone magazine. And he cozied up to El Chapo Guzman, the newly recaptured leader of the Sinaloa cartel. Now, depending on what the cartels or the many corrupt Mexican cops and Mexican government officials believe El Chapo divulged during the interview, which this had to take place in Mexico, Penn and whoever else was present may be in more physical danger than they could ever imagine. Now, if the cartels have decided that Penn has transgressed some way, they have, I mean, just for posting a bad post in Facebook, they'll hang you from an overpass and disembowel you. I don't know what they would do with Penn. He would be, being in as good a shape as he's in, he'd be a looking in good shape, however they leave him. Michael Levine, a 25-year DEA veteran, author of the bestseller Deep Cover, Mexican Government Drug Corruption from the Inside, said he poked his head into a nest of vipers with an amazing global reach. He was a fool. As public as Penn is, he will be a sitting duck. Mexican Attorney General Arely Gomez said Friday that El Chapo's dealings with Hollywood types helped them nab the fugitive. Gomez said another important lead that allowed us to locate him was the discovery that Guzman intended to make a movie about his life. To that end, he established communication with actresses and producers. In fact, the surveillance allowed us to document the meetings between these people and his lawyers. Now, a law enforcement official told Fox 411 that not only could he be in danger, but so could his family. They said, it won't happen now. The cartel will wait. Him or people close to him are in danger. They don't single out the one person. They go to the person's family. So, But El Chapo's, cohorts may not be his only worry going forward. Former federal agent told Fox 411 that there is enough to bring charges against Penn, depending on how authorities could articulate that he had hid the location of a fugitive, knowing that El Chapo was a national security threat to the U.S. The ex-agent explained that because Hollywood is not considered press, they don't get the same rights as a reporter. So Penn is not protected, the same as a member of the press. The charges could be aiding and abetting accessory to a fugitive. Levine agreed that Penn could be in hot water. Penn, depending on facts that I am unaware of, is certainly in grave danger of being busted by both DEA and or Mexican government. Criminal defense lawyer David Houston disagrees, saying it would be extremely difficult to charge him with anything. He said he's only liable if he did something that actually materially assisted him, giving someone food, shelter, money, anything that could sponsor their continued flight. That would represent a problem. The question is whether or not having knowledge is sufficient to constitute a criminal charge. Naturally, if he'd done anything to facilitate the interview that could be characterized as assisting the individual in his attempts to avoid law enforcement, he could have a problem. Well, That's a pretty stupid statement. Of course, he did it to where he avoided law enforcement. Mike Baker, former covert operations officer with the CIA and the president of Diligence, doubts Penn is on the El Chapo hit list, but thinks the actor was dumb for pulling the stunt. Guzman is responsible for the death of thousands of people, thousands of Mexican. He's responsible for countless deaths over here on our side and suffering of U.S. citizens and others around the globe through his command of a very significant part of the global drug trade. He was a wanted fugitive, and Penn and Rolling Stone ignore all that in the name of what? What do they get from this? Probably a pseudo-journalistic piece of crap that glamorizes Guzman, airs Guzman's opinions, panders to his murdering, disgusting, filthy self. It's very, you know, when you have self-righteousness and naivete and you mix it together, that's bad. Robert Stuttman is a former special agent in charge of the New York Field Division and president of the Stuttman Group, says he was once targeted by assassination by the Colombian cartel. He thinks the filmmaker will be all right as long as the cartel's machismo was not insulted in any way. He said, I had a contract on my head from Pablo Escobar's people for 19 months. It was a $500,000 contract on me. They thought I did something to insult their machismo. The ego always gets these guys. They took all kinds of precautions, but if they want to kill you, they will kill you. Fox 411 reached out to the DEA, but did not receive comment. Penn's rep said the actor is not commenting at this time. Not bad. I think that I can't sit here and want any ill will on him simply because he's an American. He's an idiot, without a doubt. He's an idiot that gets well paid to pretend to be somebody that he isn't. He's an anti-gun guy. He is a violent guy, or at least if you believe what Madonna used to say about him, he's violent. Time will tell. But all of these, you know, all of these good intentions, they're not ballistically. They have no ballistic coefficient. I don't think I would, I don't think I'd want to, be in his position right now. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back in the breach on a Monday evening, as the temperature finally goes down. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In a lot of ways, the debate about the militarization of police has pretty much gone away. It is still, for some people, a point of consternation for those concerned about the state of our civil liberties. I don't have a problem with them having tools, especially with things like ISIS out there. However, getting the tools out, you should only get the tools out when you have a job. You should only be getting the tools out when the tools are necessary. Now, since 2006, of course, according to the Washington Times, 44 agencies have spent $71 million on tactical stuff. Overall, this pattern of militarization within our law enforcement agencies, both federal and local, has given us some horror stories on how the equipment is utilized. And it brings up serious constitutional issues along with those dealing with government waste. One of the things that legitimately can be asked, Why do certain towns that we've never heard of need MRAP? Now, I would agree that there is a possibility that there might be an event that happens there to where they would want something, but MRAPs are transportation. Introducing an MRAP into any situation is not the end of it. It is merely point A to point B. You're going to have to dismount the MRAP in order to get out there and take control of the situation. So why would you need these kind of things in certain places? Since fiscal year 2006, they have bought things like body armor and riot helmets and shields and cannon launchers and police firearms and ammunition. According to OpenTheBooks.com, a watchdog group that's out there watching the spending data. This comes in addition to the $330 million spent on such equipment in that period by traditional law enforcement agencies like the FBI, Secret Service, and DEA. Some examples of these purchases, and I mean, some of these things are interesting. $2 million spent by the VA on riot helmets, defender shields, body armor, a Milo return fire cannon system, armored mobile shields, Kevlar blankets, tactical gear, and equipment for crowd control. A Milo return fire cannon system, by the way, is like a Nerf gun on steroids for adults. It's designed as sort of a Op-4 tool, force-on-force tool. Food and Drug Administration spent $300,000 on ballistic vests and carriers in fiscal 2014. In case you guys out there were thinking about getting onto them about the cost of Viagra, they're ready for you if you come at them. The EPA spent $200,000 on body armor during the Obama administration years versus $30,000 in the three previous fiscal years. The Smithsonian Institution has spent $28,000 on body armor for its zoo police and security officers in fiscal 2012. Now, I agree that the police should have the best tools, the best gear that they can have to do their job. But with all of this stuff just sitting around, doing nothing for the most part, can we say that resources are being wasted here? Could we say that? We have crime levels that have reached record lows. Haven't been able to use these toys. There have been parts of the country that has seen an increase in homicide rates, like Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. But we're nowhere near the insane homicide levels of the 1990s. And the EPA is stocking up on body armor. The VA has an Op-4 Nerf gun and riot gear. No, you didn't hear wrong, Keener. So, just food to ponder, folks. Just food to ponder. That's your tax dollars at work. Barack Obama, if he really wanted to do something about crime when he was out there doing his Guns of America ad nauseum love fest that he had, even though he got slapped around by a couple of women and a sheriff. There's three things he could have done. There's three things he could actually do that would sync with his rhetoric. Because he wants to make the nation safer by reducing gun violence. So what could he do? Well, here's a few points to ponder. Number one, he could have insisted on the vigorous federal prosecution of criminals who violate existing gun laws. The way most people get in trouble with the feds with a gun is to either be a straw purchaser or trafficker, or to have a gun in the commission of another crime. Sadly, the Department of Justice refuses to prosecute violations of federal firearms laws, which sort of makes me, you know, When I see that, and I see the numbers where, you know, during Bush's administration, 8,000 or 9,000 a year. Under Obama's, he can barely beat 6,000 a year. He can, you know, What are we saying? One recent gun trafficker could have been sentenced to more than 500 years in prison for straw purchasing more than 25 guns that he resold to known violent felons. He was given probation. He will be back out. He will be selling guns again. Two violent felons again. No idea how many people have died as a result of their inability to vigorously prosecute federal firearms violations. Criminal homicides might be slashed by 50% or more if they prosecuted gun crimes to the fullest extent of the law instead of what they're doing. So, you know, we're already down 49% if they were slashed 50 more off. Instead, what it looks like is it looks like he's allowed the DOJ to slack off by about 25%. Number two, he could help approve funding for better data input from the states into the FBI's NICS background check system. Now, understand this. He's going to update it. But those things are only good if you get, you know, if you're a bad guy and you're not reported to it, you pass the background check. You can be a felon and not get reported to the NICS. You pass the background check. That's the thing. Some of these states are better than others when it comes to reporting these bad guys. The NRA, which made the current NICS possible, helped push through the NICS Improvement Act under Bush to help ensure that states were providing timely information to the background check system so the criminals and the dangerously mentally ill could not pass a background check. They're still fighting to get that money allocated today. If you really cared about closing a loophole, Obama could deny violent criminals and the dangerously mentally ill the ability to slip through the background check system. I mean, he could have made that a priority his first day in office to make sure that those monies were properly allocated. There are currently 7 million prohibited persons right now that can still buy a gun that we know of due to holes in the system. We'll get to item number three when we get back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Oh, Phil. One of the things I hate about getting older is looking at the groups that I used to listen to when I was younger and realizing they are as old as I am. that bothers me a great deal. I mean, people like, you know, like Kurt Cobain has been dead for 20 years. I mean, I never realized that. Anyway, that's beside the point. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was talking about three things. Obama could actually do if he were really wanting to reduce gun violence. We come to number three. He could ensure that citizens would feel comfortable seeking mental health care for a temporary problem without persecution so they could actually focus on denying guns to the dangerously mentally ill. There's not that many of them out there. Even the ones that are dangerously mentally ill, most of them are not going to do anything. Now, Obama instead looks at this as very fertile ground. He looks at the VA where he's denied some gun rights. He wants to do it with the Social Security Administration. He wants to abuse their clients to eviscerate the gun rights of people who've been declared temporarily unable to manage their financial affairs. Credit check. If he really cared about reducing the access to the deeply mentally ill firearms, he would ensure that people who have minor and temporary problems, that they can get help without fear of persecution from a scheme that throws constitutional due process out of the window, like he wants to do with the no-fly list as well. The Mental Health and Safe Communities Act was written to make sure that the rights of citizens would be protected while they seek mental health care so that we can focus on the most dangerously mentally ill. But Obama's trying to throw a wide net. He's not trying to fish with any degree of precision. He'll catch one, catch all. He wants to disarm law-abiding citizens on technicalities. I would have been in agreement with anything that Barack Obama threw out in this general direction the day he was sworn, day one, when he was sworn into office. Tens of thousands of lives could have been saved. The most violent criminal offenders would be locked away in prison. They still would be locked that way. People with minor health care concerns would seek treatment without fear of being persecuted or prosecuted. Criminal justice and mental health care systems could focus their intentions on the worst of the worst, which is where they should be. But instead, taking any of these steps, which would have gotten some broad bipartisan support, he spent 7 long years trying to find a way to infringe on your core natural rights of 320 million law-abiding American citizens. He's never used his office to help us, so he is, you know, part of the problem. One of the things he's going to do in his final State of the Union, thank God, is he's going to leave an empty seat to represent, well, actually, it's going to represent his grasp of the Constitution, but that's beside the point. He's going to leave an empty seat next to First Lady Michelle Obama as a symbol of his hatred to the Second Amendment and his inability to shred the Constitution on a whim. Now, that's not actually what he said. He will keep an empty seat next to the First Lady on Tuesday when he gives a State of the Union address to represent victims of gun violence, according to the White House. Obama, who's trying to reduce gun violence by issuing a series of executive orders, which he's already said won't do anything, to tighten federal gun laws, announced the symbolic gesture Friday when talking on the phone with fellow supporters of more stringent gun ownership laws. A White House official said the president told the supporters the open seat in First Lady Michelle Obama's viewing box was for the victims of gun violence who no longer have a voice because they need the rest of us to speak for them. Presidents have long invited prominent individuals and average Americans to sit with the First Lady, sort of as the way, you know, that they're trying to put a theme to their little speech. He's going to, in his final 11 months in office, he wants to use his White House powers to change gun laws because Congress has failed to act, which, by the way, tough. That's not the way that works. Tough, El Presidente. State of the Union addresses are given in the House chambers. And as an apparent attempt to express his dissatisfaction with Congress, he's also said the open seat should serve to remind every single one of our representatives that it's their responsibility to do something about this. Obama intends to tighten gun laws with a 10-point plan that sidesteps Congress and focuses on requiring small-scale sellers to get a federal license and submit background checks on potential buyers. No guidance yet on who this small-scale seller, what is the prototypical one that will be caught up in this net. The only thing out there right now with the ATF is the same thing that was out there before he got up and had his little dog and pony show. He does not have the constitutional authority to summarily redefine who's in the business of selling firearms. That's already been defined by federal law written by Congress. And despite what he thinks, he's not a king or a dictator and cannot write law by fiat. His rhetoric demanding that people who only sell one or two guns a year obtain a federal firearms license is empty bluster, not law. And his empty seat is going to be one final act of spite from what would have to be perhaps the most petty individual to ever be elected to the office of the president. Here's a letter to the editor coming from a man in Boston. To the man I sat next to on my way into Boston, when I boarded the commuter rail, you were already in the midst of a spirited phone conversation and didn't seem to care about how loud you were talking. You were talking with someone about the Paris train attack and the growing epidemic of gun violence in America. Spoke about the murderous NRA and bloodthirsty gun nuts who were causing our schools to run red with blood. He spoke profanely of the Republicans who opposed President Obama's call for sensible gun control. And you lamented the number of inbred redneck politicians who have infiltrated Capitol Hill. I found myself amazed at the irony of the situation while you were spewing your venom. I sat quietly next to you with my NRA membership card in my wallet and my 9mm pistol in its holster. You were only 12 inches away from my legally owned semi-automatic pistol. I suppose I didn't look like the bloodthirsty gun nut you thought I should be. Apparently didn't register you that I could so cleverly disguise myself by wearing a fleece coat, a Patriots hat, and khakis. So to the angry liberal who sat next to me on the commuter rail, I don't hate you. I don't have any ill feelings towards you. I do not wish to do you harm. And I don't regret sitting next to you. On the contrary, I feel bad for you. It must hurt carrying that much hate inside of you. You obviously have strong opinions about this hot topic, so let me say this as plainly as I can. If a bad guy with a gun had decided to walk onto that train and start shooting people, I would have been prepared and able to use my gun to defend my own life and the lives of everyone else on that train, including yours. Although you may hate me, a gun owner, I would risk my life for you. Opinions and ideologies make a pretty thin shield against the bullets of a madman. Your liberal self-righteousness and ignorance may have made you feel superior and comfortable, but during that 40-minute train ride to Boston, my gun kept you safe. Signed, A. Linden. Amen. Those guys just don't know when they've got it good, do they? They don't realize the absolute benefit of having armed citizens around them all the time. I did not know that I didn't realize how... Anybody from Massachusetts out there, I'd like to know how many people are actually carrying guns in Massachusetts besides A. Linden. Way to go, A. Linden, though. That was very articulate. I like it. I like it a lot. That first hour went by quick. No matter. We'll do another one coming up next. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.